Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
21.
Yeah, episode 21. Please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast engine that accepts ratings and reviews. If the current thing that you're using doesn't accept ratings and reviews, you can always transfer over to Apple really quickly.
And then transfer back.
Then yeah,
so you're not supporting them.
Get off. Second, if you have your own relationship question that you'd like us to answer on the next show, you can send your questions to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just send a question to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
And I like those the best.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, this one comes from Robert. And his question, it's a listener question from Robert.
Okay.
And he's 19, and the girl that he likes is 19.
Sweet.
So he says, so for like the past month, the girl that I like calls me, but I feel like I should be calling her as well. It's not like I don't want to, but the times that I do call her, it's either busy or she's sleeping. So I basically expect her to call me every time, which is fine because I want to talk to her, but she's always doing it. So it makes me feel kind of awkward. And I want to call her straight up today without any heads up. Should I do it?
Can you repeat the question?
It's a bit rambling. Sorry,
what's
Robert.
The gist of the question?
Basically, this girl that he likes always calls him first, and he feels like he should be initiating the calls as well. But whenever he does, like, it seems like she's busy, and so he lets her call first, but he's like, I should call her today.
I don't agree.
What do you think?
I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that's an actual problem.
Okay.
There's no problem there.
Okay.
It seems obvious that if she calls you, why do you care? I don't... You know, it seems like it's not working for you to call her, so just let her call you. Who cares?
I agree with you.
This is silly. Don't even worry about it.
You're
not silly, but it's not necessary to worry about that. That's overthinking.
Yeah.
But I know that that's not, I mean, of course. I mean, we all overthink relationships at that stage, especially.
Of course.
Which is why it's helpful to be able to ask someone who's not in the relationship. Because
right.
Don't worry about that.
Right.
If you call her and she's not really available, it's completely logical to just let her call when she is. Unless it bothers you, and I don't know why it would. Because what do you care?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
You hear that, Robert?
Don't worry about it.
Don't
make trouble for yourself. Trouble will find you. It always finds us.
Yes, it does.
So let's not make trouble for ourselves. Everything seems to be fine.
Yeah, I would agree. If she's calling you as frequently as it seems,
she really must like you.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, why not? Let her do it. And if she doesn't like it, she'll tell you, and then you can start calling her.
Right.
And then when she's not there or available, you can say, that's why I don't call you. And if that is a problem for anybody in a relationship, you might need help beyond girlfriend translator.
I would agree.
But don't find it at the bottom of a bottle.
Can't make me laugh like that.
Is that funny though? Okay, thank you for laughing at that. That's nice of you.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, this one comes from Reddit. It's from George Was Taken 3.
George Was Taken.
George Was Taken 3.
I wonder if that's a thing. Like a thing. Like George was taken.
I don't know, I can't tell.
Kind of like Fauci lied.
People died.
Yeah. Puppies died.
So the title is, I'm oversensitive, my girlfriend doesn't mind, but I feel bad about it.
You're lucky she doesn't mind.
Okay, so he's 19 and she's 21.
Aw.
I have undiagnosed ADHD.
Well, then you don't know you have ADHD.
On an 18-month NHS waiting list.
Wait, what? How do you know you have it? If it's undiagnosed, well, I guess you're a smart person. You could probably figure it out.
On an 18-month NHS waiting list? Jesus Christ. But I'm told that an unofficial side effect is taking things personally.
What? Okay, I have officially diagnosed ADHD. Not the H part, I have ADD. And no. No.
Well, listen to this question because I don't see how this is taking...
Why would he think this?
I'm not sure, but just listen to the rest of this because... Okay, so I think this person... Anyway, you'll hear the rest of the question.
This is all going to be edited, okay. Isn't it?
No. Well, it began a couple of months ago when my girlfriend was talking about her friend's brother who is Brazilian. She said he's quote-unquote very fit, And I wished she'd say the same about me.
But are you fit?
That night I went ahead and paid for a gym membership.
This guy sounds insecure.
I've only been twice as my job is exhausting, and trust me, I'd like any tips you can offer for going to the gym regularly, as I'd like to make it a habit, making gains or otherwise being self-conscious at the gym. Anyway,
this is an easy solution. Can I answer that first?
Anyway,
okay, no.
A couple weeks ago, we were at the cinema watching The Batman, which is an
incredible... The Batman? Just The Batman?
Which is an incredible film.
And Batman?
This is just...
A bat.
Watching The Batman, which is an incredible film. Absolutely great from start to finish. At one point, Pattinson removes his shirt and moves his desk, revealing his conventionally attractive cut body. Obviously...
That makes no sense. For what... His desk?
Obviously, my girlfriend swooned over him and such. And
in front of you?
And it just made me feel like shit.
In front of you?
I acknowledge that your partner can find other people attractive, but I couldn't move past it and had to sleep on it. I don't have the same body as someone like him, or whatever quote-unquote fit Brazilian guys she also presumably swoons over.
Well, that is a bit weird that she's mentioning this.
And she told me when I said I wanted to get in better shape, she said that she loves my body for what it is.
For what?
But I swear she'd love my body more if I was in better shape, cut, or slimmer. So what can I do about it? Would you recommend that I pour my heart and soul into the gym? Or should I focus on getting it out of my head that I'm not perfect?
That is a mess.
It's a jumble of a lot.
Well, I wouldn't do anything like that to yourself physically for a person other than yourself. And I don't think it's going to, well, it might reap you all the rewards you were hoping for, but why do you have to go to a gym to do this? You can do push-ups,
right.
You can do sit-ups, right. You can get free weights, and right. That will do it.
Right.
There, do that.
Right.
But don't do it to impress a girl.
Do it
for yourself.
I would agree.
I mean, don't, you know, do it to feel better in your clothes or whatever, but don't do it to just like, I mean, a little bit maybe, but... I don't think that's how you're going to keep a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I think that if that was involved in any way in keeping a girlfriend, it would have to involve a lot of other things. Like, it would have to be a side effect of other things you need to work on. And you might have some of those to work on. You're, 19? He's really young.
He's 19.
Maybe he's worrying too much. Like,
well, what do you think about the title in relation to this post? I'm overly sensitive and my girlfriend doesn't mind, but I feel bad about it.
That's about you. It's not about her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. I think he might just be, again, overthinking.
Right.
And I just don't think that if you're okay, if you're relatively fit, I don't think that the person you're with is going to need you to be that much more fit.
Right.
I mean, they won't mind.
Right.
But geez, what do you expect to get from that? Like, what should happen after that? And what if it doesn't?
Right.
Are you going to go flabby again? Like, I don't know. Why would you do that for someone? Something like that. That's just, I just don't really think there's any point.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do it, you should do it. If you think that it'll make you feel better about yourself, then do it.
I agree.
I don't think, and if he is oversensitive, and he sounds like, what did he talk about? ADD being, a symptom of ADD being hypersensitivity?
Yeah, taking things personally.
Absolutely not, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Why would that be the case?
I don't know. I've never heard that either.
Maybe a bit more reactive? I don't know. I can't.
But maybe.
I doubt it. I don't
does
know.
Does he mean like ruminating? Like kind of like over, like, because I feel like.
Nah.
Okay.
That just doesn't make sense to me. But then again, I'm not in a country that has the best healthcare in the world. At what?
Nothing.
I guess if you think that, it would insulate you from a lot of things that you could know about your health. If you just trust that so much, so blindly.
Right.
I mean, I would honestly look way more into ADD if you think you have it. And not just in one country, but many countries. And sort of cross-reference what you read about it. To get
yeah.
a more holistic sort of idea of what that really is. What are they going to give you in England for that?
I don't know what they're giving in England for that.
Because they don't allow a lot of the medications that are used to treat it. So I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay. But so you think that he should only exercise if it's something
well,
for
if
him.
He wants to. I mean, he's 19. He can probably do sports or something and be fit. Like just play soccer or do something like I'm sorry, football.
Do you have any thoughts on his girlfriend?
No, because I can't get a picture of this girl at all.
Yeah.
I really think the only part I can see is that he's got some issues.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I'm not saying she doesn't, but his are very clear.
Right.
It's like, do you want trouble? Like, do people want trouble in their life? Like, are you looking for trouble?
Right.
If she doesn't care, then why do you care?
Right.
Like, why do you care that she cares when she doesn't care?
Right.
Why do you secretly suspect that she does?
Right.
And if you do, then talk to her.
Right.
And then you'll reveal yourself to be the insecure little dope you are, okay?
I'm sorry,
but that's just, if she says she's not, then
I would
you
agree.
Want it to be true? Do you, I don't get it.
I agree.
He's Reddit, right?
Yeah, he's a Reddit.
Yeah, I don't have to care.
Yes, then. You don't have to.
Just kidding. Oh, wow. Boy, it's all coming out.
It's all
coming out. No, I'm not. I just think that's asking for trouble. Like, if you go around in your life, you know, asking questions, people answering, and you not believing them, then why are you around anybody? Talk to yourself. You can do that for yourself.
Yes.
You could talk to a shirt. And it can say all the things, and then you can doubt it. And then it won't hurt anyone.
That's a good one. Ready for the next one? Okay, this one comes from a user named Merge82. The title is, Girlfriend said she would feel spiteful if she didn't move in, ..
What?
I am 39 and my girlfriend is 40. We've been dating for 2 years. We met on a dating app. For the most part, we get along well with no major fights. I own a house and she rents a nice apartment. Both of us have good professions. Our sleep schedules are very different.
What are bad professions?
Our sleep schedules are very different, and she is up between 5 to 6 a.m. sleeping by 9:30. I am up around 10 a.m. and sleep around 3 a.m.
Wait, what? She's what? Up
this
at
is,
what?
This is...
No, I really want to hear this.
Oh, sure,
I just
okay.
missed it.
So our sleep schedules are very different. She's up between 5 and 6 a.m. and sleeping by 9:30 p.m. I get up around 10 a.m. every day and go to sleep around 3 a.m. My house is a very large size, but very open... and ranch style with everything on one main floor. The privacy is tough other than two extra bedrooms. Neither one of us have been married or have kids. In September of 2021, we were talking about transitioning and making sure we got along enough to move in together. The plan was to have her spend at least 3 weeks straight without her going
Jesus.
Back to her place.
Oh my God.
But this never happened. Despite having the conversation about doing this, she said I never brought it up again to have it start, but the whole point of the conversation was to just do it whenever she wanted.
But that's your house.
Yeah. I also mentioned about converting the garage into a den to create more space so we could spend time separate in different living areas other than the living room or bedrooms for equal space.
Oh my God.
Her lease ends at the end of the month, and I would like her renewing her lease for this year. I would feel more comfortable about having her move in once I have the den completed. And she committed to staying at least 3 weeks straight to make sure
Good
that this
God.
Would work out well for
I mean,
her and myself.
Jesus.
Without prematurely,
but don't get married.
Without prematurely jumping into something where if it didn't work out, she'd have to find another place to live and move out.
Jesus. No wonder you haven't
we've both been married or had kids. We've both been in relationships where we lived together with exes. And since this isn't my house, I don't want to get stuck in a bad situation.
Good God. Then don't bother with any
Maybe
relationship.
I am overthinking too much about it. Some friends say to just try it, and others say it is a warning flag if she's being too forceful about it.
I thought she wasn't willing to move in for 3 weeks.
She recently
said...
And
you said she could come anytime she wanted, and she was respecting the fact that it's your place.
Well, I guess she implied that she doesn't want to renew her lease for at the end of the month. So
if
she...
What? Why? When did... What?
She recently said that she is afraid if she didn't move in, she would feel spiteful. I find that to be some kind of ultimatum.
That's weird. Spiteful?
Yeah, I find...
You mean resentful. She means resentful.
I find that to be some kind of ultimatum, but she says if the move doesn't happen, she still wants to be together, but would end the relationship if by the third year we weren't living together. I won't string her along like that. If I really felt in my gut this wasn't the relationship for
Do
me,
you have
I
a gut?
End it. I do care for her and love her, and she has proven to take care and love me many times. But I'd rather make the move more as a transition rather than let's just do it type scenario.
Wow, people just want to live risk-free lives, don't they? But they don't want to get married because that would force them to commit, which in a sense is kind of more stable.
Right.
There's something stabilizing about that.
Right.
But you have all these conditions for something like this. And nobody's, and all this guy seems focused on is making sure there's enough room not to see each other.
I know.
So I would say don't move in and don't, and dump him.
Right.
Because I don't think this guy really understands what a relationship is. You're treating her like a family member.
Right.
That might, you might not get along with.
Right.
The point of moving in is if you like each other.
Right.
That you get along, that you are compatible.
Right.
You don't, what is it, what are you together for?
I don't know.
Like, I don't even get, oh. Well, it's no wonder neither one of them are, I don't think that's something you should pat yourself on the back for. I mean, that you can't commit.
No, I don't think so either.
You're not willing to take any risks in your life and make a commitment, and yet you commit to all these little things.
Right.
Preventing any possible, I don't know, for anything to go wrong.
Right.
But you won't. It's like, that seems a little bit hypocritical to me. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. Aren't you creating a hell of a lot more work for yourself?
Yeah.
Doing all of that and not maybe getting married?
Because
if you get married, you know, why do you want an out all the time?
Yeah.
Why does everyone want an out all the time? If you want an out, don't be with them.
I agree.
Don't always look for your escape hatch in every situation. We do that.
Yeah.
While we're completely surrounding ourselves with like fail-safe traps to make sure that they can't hurt us.
Right.
It's like, well, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, but honestly, people who, you know, make a commitment and hang in there and don't overthink things so much. There's a lot to be gained from this.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you're going to go through ups and downs in your own head usually, but I don't think they need to be so severe as people hyper-focus on this shit.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, and I don't think you need to turn it into a business relationship.
Right.
That's just gross.
Yeah, I agree.
Then don't do it.
I agree.
I don't think that's a beneficial thing for either person.
No.
Have your space. You want your space? You got it.
Right.
You want to avoid a bad situation? Good. You got it. It's all avoided.
Right.
How do you feel?
Right.
There are these things called intangibles in life. And sometimes you just got to go with things. You can't fucking baby-proof your every. It's just, it just makes me mad.
Yeah, I.
Either do it or don't, but don't go in with that attitude. Don't go in with the attitude of, what if it doesn't work?
Yeah,
That's
agree.
Just like, then it's not going to work.
Right.
That's selfish.
It is.
I think it's selfish, inherently selfish, of really of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop thinking of yourself so much and what you have to lose.
Right.
Look at what you have to gain.
I would agree.
And what you can learn from somebody.
Yeah.
In a relationship that you will never learn on your own. And that you're not really here to cruise. It's like, it's not like you enter with the world to be on cruise control.
No.
There is something to be gained from your suffering. And you're the one who has to give meaning to it. But don't live a life built and designed to prevent suffering.
Yeah.
For yourself, like, don't seek suffering, but certainly don't always look at what you have to lose. Like, this is just pathetic with people now. Come on.
I agree.
Where's our humanity? You might make a mistake. Well, what did you expect? You're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't even have to look at it that way. Because relationships, even if they don't work out at the end, doesn't mean they weren't worth something.
I agree.
And there is a lot of closeness that you develop through hard times.
Yeah.
And a lot of trust that you build with a person when you go through hard times together that you cannot get any other way. And that so many people will never know because they won't allow it. They'll just get divorced.
Right.
I mean, they can actually think themselves into getting divorced, just overthinking things.
Right. That's certainly...
We have a different problem on our hands now. It's our own brains. Like, it's like an autoimmune disease. It's like our brains are actually eating themselves now.
Right.
And it's just, you've got to stop thinking so much about yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it like it's not... Well, I don't do that very much, actually. I'm very aware of that. I think I went through that young, and I didn't like it. Focus on someone else. How are they? How are they going to feel? Not just her, but like maybe someone else. Just think of somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Get out of your own. It isn't that important that everything work out perfectly for you.
Right. Right.
You can't protect yourself from... That's probably how you're going to screw your life up. Just try not to.
Yeah, no kidding.
If that were a listener, I would handle it differently. But I get the point across.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay, this one comes from a user named AnonPie314155Pie.
Boy, is that complex.
Girlfriend doesn't say anything about haircuts. So he's 22, she's 21. I think she recognized, but just didn't say anything about it. This part doesn't really matter to me. But beyond the haircut,
He's actually halfway through a conversation in his own head. But I like it. I like it.
Beyond the haircut, I feel like she just doesn't talk to me unless we are alone. She is with all my friends talking to them, but never addressing or looking at me. And it makes me feel like I'm just some teenager with a crush. But like, we're actually in a relationship together. I don't want to say anything about how I feel because then she'll probably force herself to look and talk to me, which isn't very genuine.
I get it. Yeah,
I have no clue what to do here.
Wait. I don't think there's a problem, though, again. When you have friends over, she talks to your friends. Maybe she's just trying to fit in. Maybe she's trying to impress you by being comfortable around your friends. You know, that would be nice. I think that can be really hard for people sometimes. So maybe... He feels ignored?
Yeah.
When his friends are over?
That's the fragment that he also says, P.S. Early in our relationship, we were hooking up often, and I asked...
Wait, what? Early in the relationship, we were hooking up with others?
No, he means like he and she, the girl.
You're in a relationship. I don't think you call it hooking up you're in the relationship. Correct?
I don't think so.
That wouldn't be hooking up.
Yeah.
Would it?
No, I don't think so. And I asked if we could be a couple 4 months ago. She was very hesitant, but then agreed, but saying that she doesn't want to spend all her time cooped up with me.
What? I'd dump her. And if I were her, I'd dump you.
Do you want to do one?
Break up.
Do you want to do one more?
I'm just thinking, why? This is not a serious question. This is an idiot.
It's weird.
They're two idiots, okay? When idiots collide.
He starts with the haircut, then it goes into how she ignores him in front of other people. Then it goes into how she didn't really want to be together in the first place.
And was there a question he had?
No. It was all just sentences.
Well, then he sounds neat. He would drive me nuts. What would I say? If that was like my little brother. Like, you're just an idiot. But what do you... You know you're an idiot.
This one is from Z Hen. The title is Asking a Girl to Prom.
Aw.
Hi there. I hope everyone is well.
Thank you. Sweetie.
So recently, I started to like this girl.
How sweet is that?
And my school prom is coming up.
Aww.
And I don't really talk to her, but we've been talking more recently, and I was thinking of asking her to prom. I just want to get a second opinion.
I wish I could see them both.
I was thinking of using a bouquet of lollipops to ask her, and I don't know if this is a good idea. There's a joke in my school that I love lollipops, so I thought it would be a good idea, and if she says yes, I figured I'd ask her to be my girlfriend at prom.
Oh!
Thanks.
That's adorable!
It is. It's so sweet.
I would like to have a little time with him to ask him a few more questions. Do you feel that it's mutual? And if people know that he has a lollipop thing in a whole school, he must be pretty well liked.
Right.
Or outgoing.
Right.
Because a lot of people are not outgoing and would be really well liked. They're just shy.
Right.
Especially in high school.
Right.
But he sounds like he might be more outgoing, certainly than I was.
Me too.
Big time. I think that's charming.
That's
very
really
charming.
Cute.
And he sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And if she, I would feel really bad if he didn't, like if she didn't return his affections, but that's nobody's fault.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't ever look at that and think that it had anything to do with the way you did it. Or I think that's a great way to, it's very, very sweet.
It is very sweet.
Or if you don't want, if you really, if you're not sure, if she likes you that way, I wouldn't do the lollipops. I would just ask. Because that way you won't get as hurt if it's not.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't invest as much if you're not sure.
That's a good point.
I imagine he's somewhat sure.
Uh-huh.
And he just needs a little coaxing.
A little nudge.
But if you're not, you don't want to hurt yourself.
Right.
You want to be smart.
Right. Right.
So you might just, I would just ask. And then maybe if the person said yes, then I'd do all that stuff leading up to it. Just to be sweet.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But this guy's got his act together. That's really charming.
It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that is the last question
That's perfect.
For the day. Thank you for your time and for your answers.
And thank you for your time, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Before we end, I'm just going to do the usual plug to please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening, or if you could hop over to Apple Podcasts and or Spotify to leave a rating and review.
And also, we are on Locals. I do have an old thing on Locals.
Oh.
If people want to join Locals or just become, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know. It isn't anything yet, but it might become something. So
yeah.
Locals is like, it's a substitute for Patreon. There's no fee or anything. You can add that whenever, if you add additional content, but just to be a member would be kind of, I could start posting things on there.
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
But, that's just a free speech alternative. Oh, bless you. That's a free speech alternative to Patreon, which cancels people because of creators, because of things they say in other interviews or anything really
that
Patreons decide they don't agree with. And I think that's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
I think it's vile, actually.
It is.
Because I think that nobody should feel restricted in that way in a free country. So
no, I completely agree.
That's why I don't support them at all. I think that's terrible. I wish more people wouldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
But Locals is great.
Yeah. And second, you can also send us questions for our upcoming shows, and we will answer them in our upcoming shows. To send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you do join Locals, it's a really good platform for other things. And if you join something like that, I mean, eventually something will start. It might not be right now, but at least you'll be on there and... if we start doing additional content, you'll already be on that, that group. It's a community.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if nothing happens, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen to you either. But eventually, when we do start offering that, you'll already be there. So
that's a good point.
I don't know. That wasn't very that was not articulated well.
Well, no, I think I appreciate you bringing it up.
Sure. Anytime.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the end of our show.
Should we plug Friday Night Lights, just for the hell of it?
Yeah, if you're looking for something to watch.
To watch that's going to make you, like, leave the world for a little while and just kind of get lost in something, like a really great show.
Yeah, you should just watch Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I think that I just bought it on iTunes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on, like, a streaming platform. I think you might just...
I don't know, but because I don't use any of those anymore.
No, nor do I. That's why I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, season 2 is a bust.
Because I'm nobody's bitch.
Season 2 is a bust, but season 1...
But it's not!
Well, it's not like a
It's fully entertaining.
It is.
It goes wonky because there was a writer's strike.
Right.
But it's... compare it to any season of any other show.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's,
like, we don't want to...
Yeah.
Don't let them miss the second season. I mean, it's
I'm sorry, you're right.
There's some good stuff in that.
There is. I'm just a bit jaded now because I've watched it so many times.
No, I have too. It's like a thing I always have on doing whatever I do.
Right. Right.
That and FIFA. FIFA 22 Mobile.
That's a great game.
And I only played it because it gets my head out of Does it get my head out of its head? Wait, my head?
It gets you out of your head.
It does, yeah. That's and it. There aren't many things that do that.
Right.
I've never played video games.
So Friday Night Lights and
Retro
FIFA.
Bowl is a winner, though.
Retro Bowl is a winner. All right, next. Okay. Well, thank you. And toodles.
Should I talk about my Retro Bowl shoulder injury? No. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.